This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there taking the bulk mail over to the post offices to be sorted and delivered to your post office or your mailbox today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel out there. Appreciate every one of you, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social as the Captain's America. And we're also on Twitter as at Captain's America, too. You can see us over at all those different places, whatever works for you. Now, don't forget our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com is our website. Go over there, take a look at it. So joining us right now from the great state of California, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Professor Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
How about saying the pledge? You ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, this is where we pick off, we'll start back in again. We told everybody we were going to tell them about the similarity between New York and California. Hard to believe, but it's true. New York and California right now is preparing new bills that would ban concealed carry in many public spaces and pressure that businesses, churches, and other private institutions don't allow concealed carry guns on their premises unless they post a sign expressingly stating that people can either carry guns on their premises or they can't. Now, the new moves revealed this week come to a reaction in a ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court last week that struck down the New York concealed carry law that required concealed gun carry permit applications to demonstrate a proper cause beyond self-defense for the person that was there with the gun.
Yes, that's right. You know, Captain, I'm not laughing because it's funny in the strict sense, but it's ridiculous in another sense because no matter what the Supreme Court says, the left is always going to try to find a way to prohibit you from exercising your constitutional rights. In fact, there's a bill that's already going into the California State Legislature, Roger. That's right. Roger that. And basically, they're trying to come up with any kind of an idea that would prohibit you from ever carrying a gun, even though you're constitutionally allowed to do it, says the Supreme Court. Now, get this, Captain. I'm not going to go down the whole list, but if there's any designated gun-free zone, you wouldn't be able to do that. You wouldn't be able to do it going to court or places that are state-controlled or public transportation that's paid for in whole or part with public funds. But get this. Get this. It gets pretty into the granular level here. Street, driveway, parking area, property, building or facility owned, leased, or controlled, or used by a nuclear energy storage weapons or development site, or a facility regulated by the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission. I mean, this goes on and on and on. And it basically, you couldn't carry it in a park, near a youth center. I mean, it goes on and on. And they want to find any way they can to keep you from doing what the Supreme Court said you can do.
Well, the Supreme Court decision means that states have to define clear reasons for denying a concealed carry permit rather than using the may issue phrase for the provisions up to the discretion of state licensing officials to determine if an applicant has demonstrated a worthy enough cause to carry a concealed firearm.
Right, right. The idea of you have to have a special test. It'd be like saying, I want to write a book, and I want to write a book all about the U.S. government, but I have to go get a special permit because I have to have a special test to find out if I can exercise my constitutional right to free expression, you know, this kind of thing. And that's what I think the justices were saying, because they were saying we don't special test to exercise your rights generally under the Bill of Rights, so why should the Second Amendment be any different?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the U.S. Supreme Court also ruled 5-4 that a U.S. Army reservist who had lost his job as a Texas state trooper due to a service-related injury can sue the state for wrongfully forcing him out of his job. Now, the Supreme Court ruling concerns Leroy Torres, who served as an Army reservist and was a Texas state trooper for nearly 20 years. He had served in Iraq in 2007 and was exposed to a toxic military burn pit that left him with some sort of constrictive bronchitis that prevented him from feasibly continuing his work as a Texas state trooper. So he requested his employer to transfer him to another area where he could still be a trooper. And they said no. More on that when we come back. They can't do that, Kyle. They can't do that. More on that when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that manufacture Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. I take a packet in the morning when I get up, and it's in my system and ready to go. And when my ankle or my foot or my leg or my knee or my back or whatever starts to hurt me, it kicks right in and starts to help me and keeps that pain down to either zero or a very low level to where it's tolerable for the rest of the day. You can have that type of control, too, because it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Simply put, it's good for you, Relief Factor. So go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check out that website, look at the product. $19.95 gets it started for 3 weeks, because after all, Kyle, what do we tell them?
All you have to lose is pain.
You bet, and that's the way it is. All you have to lose is pain. So I was talking about this Texas State Trooper who was told by the Supreme Court that he has a right to be able to sue to go back to work with the state police, not necessarily doing what he was doing because he has constrictive bronchitis that prevented him from feasibly continuing his work as a Texas State Trooper. But he can do something there with the state troopers, perhaps a dispatch, perhaps the crime lab, perhaps something else. But he can definitely do something there with the state police, and basically they were told that they can't say no.
Yeah, this is very interesting, of course, because it's, at least to me, it doesn't appear that there, something would be impeding him still staying on as a trooper, as opposed to some other specific job description that he would have to be able to do, but given a medical condition, would not be able to do. So the Supreme Court in this case, of course, is simply saying, you know, you can't just fire somebody because you don't like that they have, a medical condition that can be compensated for.
Yeah, and I think a few years ago it was the Americans with Disabilities Act, because I got caught up in that after I got hurt, and I couldn't continue as a firefighter, not even as a dispatcher, because I wasn't able to do what it took to be a dispatcher because of my foot. You had to be able to use your feet to operate the pedals and whatnot on different things that they had down below, and I wasn't able to do that. So it was what it was, and then they wound up retiring me after a short discussion back and forth. It was cheaper for me to be retired and given a pension than it was for them to pay me. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you heard of the RIMPAC military exercise?
Well, I know that it's a big naval exercise coming up. Yep.
Well, it's already started, the world's largest naval exercise, the Rim of the Pacific, RIMPAC, which started 2 days ago, promoting maritime cooperation in a region being clouded by U.S. and China. Now, the U.S.-led war games, joined by all members of the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, or the Quad as it's known, sends a clear message to Beijing as tensions have risen across the Taiwanese threat, and the war in the Ukraine drags on. And they've got all of our allies are over there right now, all of them.
Well, that's right. And obviously you have to be able to continue to communicate to China that it's not going to be as easy as they think it is, not just thinking about Taiwan, although I think that's certainly front and center, but elsewhere in the world, other things that China would like to accomplish, not necessarily in terms of a military invasion, but intimidation or show of force or just the idea that China is rising as a major world power. And so this kind of thing hopes to communicate that back to them.
Right. And I am talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We talk every morning, Sunday morning, Monday morning through Saturday morning. And, of course, we appreciate the opportunity to have you listening to us talking about what we're talking about. Or if you have any questions, you're always welcome to call us at 877-969-8600. Do you have anything to add to this before I move on?
Well, yeah, actually, of course, too, people can go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's
right.
A direct message function right there as well.
Yeah, that's right. They can communicate with us over there. Yep, so there you go. Okay, now, moving along. A Mexican journalist was fatally shot, another one, in the northeastern Mexican area of Mexico. As he was leaving his home, according to state prosecutors and his employer, he is the 12th journalist to be killed in Mexico this year. Now, Alejandro de la Cruz, 47, was a reporter for the Mexican newspaper Expreso. He was leaving his house in Ciudad Victoria with his 23-year-old daughter when he was shot to death. The daughter also suffered serious injuries in the attack, according to NBC News. Apparently he was on some sort of story that he was going to break that was going to bring one of the bad guys to light.
Yes, and unfortunately this is all too, I don't want to say predictable.
It happens all the time.
Yes, exactly. And so this becomes very routine, and that's, I don't use that word lightly and or in any kind of flip manner. This is demonstrating, you know, how terrible things can really get in a system like this. And so, obviously, if this was happening in the United States, it would be front and page news every single day. People would be outraged. But unfortunately, when you have the kind of influence that you have by the bad guys in Mexico, they will go after these kinds of journalists. It's very sad.
Now, John Breyer left at 12 noon yesterday. His final decision, of course, was the Mexican thing that we talked about earlier, the opening up, letting the people come in from the stay in Mexico policy being done away with. And now he's got his replacement, that woman, black woman, the first black judge is there now. So this is going to be a case that she's going to hear. The United States Supreme Court announced yesterday that it will consider a case coming up that would dramatically change how federal elections are conducted by reviewing the independent state legislature theory, which would give a state legislature the authority to set the rules for federal elections, even if those rules violated state constitutions or helped facilitate partisan gerrymandering.
Well, on its face, that doesn't sound like that's very American in the grand.
Not at all.
Not at all. And so hopefully the Supreme Court justices will see it as for what that sounds like, you know, exactly. And
if it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, if it acts like a duck, then it must be a duck.
Well, certainly. Certainly. The whole point of trying to gain unfair advantages, whether it's redrawing districts, whether it's mailing ballots to everybody and then claiming that there's no way this could ever be abused in some fashion, trying to gain unfair advantages should always be struck down.
What did you think of Liz Cheney speaking at the Ronald Reagan Center?
I didn't hear what her speech was, but I did see that she was there and that she was being interviewed, and especially, and I've been there as well, to the Ronald Reagan library out there where they have the Air Force One and so forth, but I didn't, unfortunately, have a chance to hear what she said.
Well, she was lecturing America once again on the bad people in America that have chosen to grab power and run with it. They didn't care who they trample on, this, that, and the other. I wonder who she could be talking about.
Right. Oh my goodness.
Other than herself.
Power. Yeah, well, the whole point, and remember, as we talk about often, Captain, look at what the left, and she's kind of an honorary leftist, it seems like at this point, they will constantly try to project onto everybody else exactly what it is they're trying to do. For example, they're attacking our democracy, or somebody's claiming that somebody's attacking the democracy. Well, in reality, they're the ones who in so many ways do that because they try to do with the elections or whatever. Yeah.
All right, I hear the dancing girls coming up here singing too. So hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope that you're enjoying your day. We're enjoying ours, and I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
A former White House aide's testimony before the House panel investigating the Capitol attack indicated that the U.S. Secret Service may have had advance warning of the potential violence at the Capitol.
The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president, take me up to the Capitol now. To which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing."
Cassidy Hutchinson, a top deputy to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, told lawmakers that the security team guarded the then President Donald Trump and senior White House officials were aware there were serious threat posed by some descending on Washington, D.C. on January 6th. The Secret Service has denied the allegation that Trump went after an agent. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. Support you need.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
All righty. That was Jeff in Sarasota. Thank you very much, Jeff, for doing that. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, you know, Mike Lindell has been offering a selection of buy one, get ones for quite a while. And he's got a special going on over the 4th of July holiday through the 4th. And I will tell you that if you ever wanted to buy something and save some money, you got a hell of a selection right now to choose from. Because now's the time to join millions of Americans who change the quality of their sleep with the MyPillow products that they can get. Now, the great thing that we got going on here is right now you can buy one, get one on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, the best bed sheets ever. The Giza Elegance MyPillows, the best pillows ever, buy one, get one. The six-piece towel sets, and those are fantastic, buy one, get one. Also, the Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows, those are the fancy design pillows that go with you on the bus, the airplane, the train, whatever you want to take. And so much more. Now, just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products because you will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase there. Now, call 800-641-5459 if you want to speak to a live person. Or just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Remember, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's your promo code that gets you in. You'll save a bunch of money that way, and you'll be one big happy camper. Isn't that right, Mr. Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. We got a caller, but I want to get this story out there first, and then we'll go to the caller. A Pennsylvania man was indicted this week on allegations that he mailed letters to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, his Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks, and the Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, all threatening to kidnap and harm them. Now, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Pennsylvania announced that it obtained a grand jury indictment against this individual, a 37-year-old named James Charles Meininger of Kingston, Pennsylvania. Now, a copy of the indictment also states that Meininger mailed a letter to Milley's Pentagon address back in October. And October 4th, 2021. And the October 4th letter contained the threat to injure Milley and Pelosi there. The indictment lists a second count stating Meininger was sent a letter on October the 4th for the same reason. Now, it was not immediately clear, Kyle, whether or not the indictment was describing two separate letters or the exact contents of the letters, which we don't know and we won't know at all, period.
Well, that's right. Now, of course, these are very egregious things, and he could get up to 25 years in prison. And after that, he would have to have some kind of supervised release if he ever got out of prison. But, Captain, trying to intimidate any public official, government leader, military official in that regard is so terrible that, you have to prosecute that immediately.
Well, this is just like, threatening to see Supreme Court justice and all that.
Yes,
what do you think is
going
to happen?
Right.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, of course. Exactly. And that's why this should be even-handed, yes.
All right. Well, let's drift over to the telephone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's Sam from Clearwater.
What's up?
Aside from what I called for, the story you just mentioned, unless they're willing to actually nail this guy's butt to the wall, don't even mention it and just give other people crazy ideas. The reason I'm calling is you being a fire captain, you don't tell people, wait until you get yourself in trouble and smell some smoke before you get yourself a fire extinguisher. And the same thing should apply to any other dangerous situation. You don't wait until somebody sticks a gun in your head saying, give me what you got or whatever, before you can arm yourself. Simple analogy, that's just the way it is.
You got to remember something. This is a gang that can't shoot straight. And they're doing everything they possibly can to do the exact opposite of what you think should be done.
I know, but they should have never gotten this far in advance in the courts, and things are just so obvious. But hey, common sense is not so common anymore.
All right, well, have a happy 4th if I don't see you.
Okay, hopefully we'll see you Tuesday.
All right, thanks. All right, that's James in Clearwater. One of our folks that comes out and has lunch with us and comes to a lot of our different events. All right, well, back to the drawing board here, Kyle. You ready?
Yep.
Boeing wants more money, ha, 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 for the new Air Force One.
Well, that's right. A lot of things have been happening with that. And, of course, there's a lot of new technologies and all kinds of things that have to be incorporated and have changed over time since they began designing the new, so quote-unquote, new Air Force Ones. The other ones that are in service right now, Captain, of course, date back some 30 years, basically, now. I remember back in, I think, 1992, when they were just starting to get in service, I was traveling. I saw one at the airport.
Okay, let's stop for a second. I was waiting for you to say the magic words, and you didn't do it. Trump renegotiated the deal on Air Force One, and he got the price reduced about 50%. Now, I know that the price of goods and services has gone up since then, But he got them to lower the price considerably because, after all, our choice was to fly that plane or to fly an Airbus, correct?
Well, sure, yeah. I
mean, and Airbus wanted the contract so bad they were willing to undercut Boeing by whatever it took. So what do you think this does to Airbus again if Boeing wants to jack the price up and suddenly Airbus is going to be maybe the cheaper alternative? Do you not think Biden wouldn't buy from Airbus, being how it seems like we're supporting everything the European Union lately?
Well, sure, yeah. Well, I think certainly the Biden administration would love to do something like that, given the opportunity. Hopefully, it'll all, you know, wash out in the end. But of course, one of the biggest changes is the paint scheme. President Trump wanted to change the appearance and the paint scheme of Air Force One. I don't think it was really that popular, and I think people do like the what is now seen as the traditional paint scheme of Air Force One.
If I were to tell you that after a 101-year absence, the USS Montana was returning to the Navy, would you know what I was talking about?
No. What are you talking about?
A nuclear sub, a boomer, is coming to the fleet. The USS Montana is joining the nuclear sub fleet. It is tested and battle-ready.
Wow, that's pretty important.
Yep.
And named for a great state,
yep,
by the way.
Absolutely. Now, Zelensky from Ukraine has asked the NATO allies for modern heavy weapons again and more financial support as NATO officially declares Russia a significant and direct threat to members of NATO and their peace and security.
Well, we've heard several analysts and several people in the know, I expect, talk about whether or not Putin will continue to have designs. He, of course, he has designs, and he'll move when he could move. But we don't know what the timetable of that would be, but it certainly is no longer theoretical whether or not Putin will do things that are so far-fetched as to, for example, go and attack a NATO country at some point. It may just be a matter of time. But obviously what's going on in Ukraine right now may drive that to a great degree, but Putin is on some kind of weird mission. And I don't think he thinks straight.
Well, a U.S. official has said China is not giving material support on Russia's war in Ukraine.
Interesting.
I find that hard to believe.
That's right.
I find that very hard to believe.
That's right, yes.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the next Truckers Highway Bible Report here at the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And Jeff is going to take us to break again with his infinite wisdom.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You got my love.
white snake, and that's called Easier Said Than Done. That was done a few years ago, but I remember when they did it before there, Kyle, and it was on one of their albums that they had. You remember that one?
It rings a bell, but yeah, that's definitely Whitesnake.
Rings
right?
a bell.
Yeah.
I don't have a bell to ring, or I'd ring the bell here. But all right, so take it away. Tell us what's going on out west, because I see stuff out there.
Well, we're continuing to track these flood watches that are north of Santa Fe, New Mexico, up near Taos, also in the area of Coyote, a place called Coyote, and Los Alamos, New Mexico as well. You've got flood watches going on. We're not seeing any rain on the radar map right now, really of any significance in that area, but of course, be aware of it. We're still seeing rain, though, over in Arizona, just now north of Flagstaff, and there's a little bit parts north of there up to Tuba City, for example. So you've got some rain going on there. Also rain down a little bit at the border of Arizona and Mexico right now. But, of course, also we're looking at some very dry and hot weather all through the southern part of Utah, the north west part of Arizona near Kingman, Lake Havasu City, of course, Las Vegas, Nevada, very hot there. Right now it's 94 degrees at this time of night. It'd be about 1 o'clock in the morning right now in Las Vegas, Nevada, just shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. But we do have some cooling going on in the Reno area. As you come out I-80, should be cool and breezy for the 4th of July weekend. Some of the heat advisories have fallen off for California, a little bit of a cooling trend in Southern California, but it still looks like it's going to be pretty hot in the Central Valley. So be careful out there.
I know why it's cooler in Las Vegas right now.
Why is that?
Because Wayne Allen Root isn't up and yelling and shouting at everybody.
Right, yeah, he drives the temperature up single-handedly.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. All right, well, let's creep on over here. We'll come over to Oklahoma, take a look at the weather there first. You do have a central part of Oklahoma has got a clean air alert there where they've got some of this stagnant air from the heat that's been around. It's just kind of loafing there in the central part of Oklahoma. In the meantime, I got the same thing going on in the Metroplex there, Dallas-Fort Worth, and that's been there for the last couple of days anyway. It may go away if they ever get some rain. Speaking of rain, it's right down there along the Gulf. All you got to do is go on down there to Houston and drop on down. As a matter of fact, it's from Beaumont to Houston and then south down to around Galveston so far. Very heavy rain. And this very heavy rain is going to bring flash flooding along with it in all those local areas that are low that normally get the rain. You're going to get it again today. This is a tropical system with monsoonal rain that's coming in with you that's been out there all week long. It's had a chance to get all that moisture in it, and it's just going to bring it over there to you and say, hello, here I am, and dump it in your backyard. So that's what you're going to get. Now, there is fog this morning behind it all the way over towards, from about Baton Rouge over to New Orleans and then over to Gulfport, Mississippi. So you're going to have some fog right there along the Gulf Coast. Be advised of that. There is a little bit of fog again tonight up there off Lake Erie, just east of Holy Toledo, and all the way over through Cleveland, all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania tonight. And we do have some fog in the, the Philadelphia area going up through there. And let me look at one other thing. We've got some windy weather along the ocean side from Nova Scotia all the way down around Cape Cod, all the way down to Long Island tonight. So we're going to have some waves in there, but there is a little bit of activity in there. No rain to speak of, just rough seas. And then coming on down Chesapeake Bay and down towards North Carolina, you are going to have some patchy fog down through there. Other than that, that's all we got. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight in a weekend show.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J truck stops. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. What was the big surprise for you yesterday in the big news coming out of D.C.?
think it was the Supreme Court ruling on
stay in Mexico.
Yeah,
that was a shocker. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, not very happy with that one.
That's not going to be very helpful either, because all those people, and they've already talked about this one, we've heard it before, they got nowhere to put them now. They don't have enough people to keep their eyes on them. So the only alternative is you turn them loose in the United States.
Well, it's going to put a much larger burden on us and these judges. But the people that want to apply for asylum are supposed to be doing it at our embassies in, you know, the home country. And so therein lies where the first violation begins. And I think that that's the forgotten part of all of this. So it's kind of like if they apply here, I would be dismissing it and have them deported because they didn't follow the law.
Right.
But that's just me.
Yeah, and they're gonna let them stay. So that's gonna be what's going to happen there. Now, we'll get into one of the decisions that I think they made that was really good. Matter of fact, there's a couple of them, really. So we'll get into those. But this one here, this is the one. Everything was going along so good, and then boom, here comes this one with John Roberts writing the majority opinion.
Well, the opinion is, did the Biden administration end the policy correctly?
Right. I don't think
procedurally.
They did. Yep.
And the answer to that is yes. Whether it was right or wrong wasn't the question.
Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Jeff's going to take us to break. Take it away, Jeff.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.